History begins in Nebraska on Monday. October 11th is no longer Columbus Day in our state. Start referring to it as Indigenous Peoples Day. Lincoln Senator Patty Pansing Brooks and Gordon Senator Tom Brewer efforted legislation last year that is changing history in Nebraska to recognize people who were on this land long before Christopher Columbus. To talk about the important change and ceremonies that are planned for Monday is Judy Goshgabash, Executive Director of the Commission on Indian Affairs. Welcome, Judy. It has been far too long since you and I had a conversation.
Thank you, Dale. I agree. It's been way too long, but what a wonderful reason to get together to celebrate the first Indigenous Peoples Day commemoration in our state of Nebraska.
I agree completely. I'm a Swedish white kid from Nebraska, so if you would please take me into your world. What does it mean to you and other Native American people to have October 11th referred to as Indigenous Peoples Day instead of Columbus Day?
I think for Native people, it makes us have a sense of feeling that we're not invisible, that we are visible, that we were here, that we have not been, eliminated. And a lot of people think of us as though I'm an Indian of your imagination. They imagine who we are, and this day will demonstrate that we still are the first peoples, resilient, and you will see some of that come to life in our dance and our drum, because those were the things that they tried to kill in us at the Indian boarding schools, one being in Genoa, Nebraska. Kill the Indian to save the man. You destroy culture by destroying people's core values, their religion, their spiritual songs and stories. So your people, your Swedish people, probably have some traditions that help you be proud of who you are. And likewise for Nebraska's tribal people from all nations that have lived here now, they can feel that they are proud of this day. And I think Nebraskans as a whole, it's time to tell the truth and tell, until you tell our stories, you can't really know your story. But this might inspire others to go home and learn more about their own, whatever that be, German, Swedish, African-American, all of the traditions that we all hold dear to our hearts.
Well, Judy, I think you would agree that the stories that you're referring to have more impact when they're told in a native tongue. And I heard years ago that there was a scary low amount of that continuing in the native culture, that the language wasn't being passed along to the young as it was generations ago. Can you give me some hope? Has that changed? Has there been a reversal, or do you see a stronger trend toward teaching younger Native American children the ancient language?
Yes, I absolutely believe that the tribes are all committed to restoring the languages that have almost been lost. We still have some speakers, but it's very difficult, Dale, because for Swedish people, you can go back to Sweden. And for the French people here in America, they can go back to France and visit and be immersed with a whole nation of speakers. But in our country, that's not the case. So on the various reservations here in Nebraska, the Santee Sioux Nation, the Winnebago, the Omaha, on the reservation, there aren't that many fluent speakers. So within the schools, they do have some various language immersion programs. But it is a slow, ongoing process. And one of the outcomes that I hope will come from the Secretary of the Interior, Deb Haaland's focus on the boarding school tragedy is that maybe we can negotiate to get more support from the federal government for language revitalization. That's one of the goals that I'm going to advocate for, because that is who you are does come from your language. And I think a word has so much more meaning when it's in your own language. So that's the answer.
Judy Goshgabash joining me, the Executive Director of the Commission on Indian Affairs, and we are going to talk about celebratory events that are planned on Monday, the 11th, Indigenous Peoples Day. But before we get to that, could we talk about one more thing that makes the news far too often, unfortunately, for people not familiar with the ongoing problem of missing Native women and children in Nebraska? Could you bring listeners into that in-depth study that either took place or continues to take place on this crisis?
Yes, Dale, in our state we had legislation that was introduced by Senator Patty Pansing-Brooks and again Senator Tom Brewer, LB 154 on missing and murdered Indigenous women. And we did go out to all the tribal lands and we did listening sessions to find out what the obstacles and barriers were. So now this year we're going to work on another bill with Senator Patty Pansing-Brooks in her last year as a state senator to try to find something more tangible, to have real outcomes. You know, you can do studies, but if you don't do anything beyond that, you have to have actions. And we've got to do something to make Nebraskans aware that our Native women and children are more vulnerable. And part of the reason they are is that people were invisible and were throwaway people. Indigenous Peoples Day will bring that awareness and shine the light on that. Oh, wow. So some of the women and children, they have a lot of vulnerabilities by the communities they live in. Sadly, a lot of our people have financial challenges, poverty issues. The federal government underfunds the tribe's various programs, and therefore then that puts the women and children at risk. They're vulnerable, and they can be trafficked. They can be people groom them. They taunt them with something to take them out of where they are, and then that's what happens. And then nobody cares. For example, what we see right now in the country with the focus on the young white girl that died over in Wyoming. One person in the whole country is focused on, but we have had at least 70 young Indian girls in Wyoming die and disappear. And nobody really seems to care about the first people. That's tragic, and that has to change. And I'm committed to working on helping that change, and we've got to. We need all Nebraskan support to really believe and say, yes, there is human trafficking going on, and yes, women of color are at risk. For some reason, we're exotic creatures, and they think that we don't have value in the mainstream, but we're okay for that purpose. And if we die, so what? That can't be anymore. That's not acceptable.
Judy, let's talk about happier things. Monday, special day for the state, Indigenous Peoples Day. It starts with a tribal flag dedication ceremony in the state capitol building.
We start out in the state capitol at 9 o'clock in the morning in the Warner Chamber, where the four headquarter tribal flags will be posted ongoing. They will be there with the United States flag and the state flag. We will have a tribal color guard from both the Omaha tribe and the Winnebago tribe post the colors. The MC of the event in the Warner Chamber are the two senators who introduced the legislation, LB 848, Senator Tom Brewer and Senator Patty Pansing-Brooks. We will have two flag songs by the Omaha tribe. Their drum is the Big Red Sheridan family drum, and there will be also another flag song by the Winnebago drum. After we have the various speakers, each of the tribal chairmen will give remarks about the significance of Indigenous Peoples Day. We will then have the exhibition dance in the rotunda by the Winnebago dancers. And you will see there in the rotunda for all those guests that want to come and see that style of dance. Tribes are all unique. They're each sovereign nations, and they borrow from others in a tribal circle, but they have certain regalia that's specific to their tribe. The Winnebago have this beautiful applique that you will see in their dance regalia. Immediately after that exhibition, we'll go downstairs for a brief reception, and then everybody will move over to Centennial Mall, where you will be in front of the Scottish Rite Temple and across from the state office building. We will have chairs set up for 200 guests at least. We welcome as many people, standing room only, that can come. That's where we will unveil the bronze sculpture done by Benjamin Victor. This will be the second sculpture on Centennial Mall. The first was She's Standing There in 2017. We will unveil Dr. Susan LaFleche-Bacot, America's first Native doctor from the Omaha tribe. Congressman Fortenberry will speak, the mayor. We will have a descendant of Dr. Susan and the Patty and Tom, Senator Patty Pansing-Brooks and Senator Brewer will empty that as well. And then we will have the Omaha Tribal Nation have an exhibition right there on the grassy knoll adjacent to where we'll be seated, and you'll be able to see Dr. Susan LaFleche throughout this. They will invite all the dancers after they've demonstrated the various dances, whether that be the men's traditional, the women's jingle, or fancy shawl. They'll do a little demonstration of a two-step, invite the guests to join in, those that feel are able and want to dance the round dance. And that will reflect that we all as human beings must find a way to live together on Mother Earth in peace and harmony and heal and move forward. And remember the first peoples that we are here, we're not going away, and we shouldn't be dying at a higher rate than others or go missing. And we want you all to join us to celebrate. And we think that this day is going to be really outstanding. After that dance, round dance, everyone's welcome and invited to take pictures with Dr. Susan LaFleche Picard, and then go into the Scottish Rites Temple for a reception hosted by Chancellor Ronnie Green from the University of Nebraska, catered by the venue. So please come out for the day and start at the Capitol, move over there, and I think you're really going to feel a sense of pride that Nebraska truly is the good life for everyone.
Wow, there's a lot going on. Here's how you can catch up on it all. www.indianaffairs.state.ne.us. And let me just say that if you would be intrigued about the powwow and the dancing, don't be shy about it. Get into that circle dance. I took advantage of it on the Pine Ridge when there was a circle dance powwow. And it is an experience that you will never forget. You won't regret it. And it's very welcoming. The native people just make you feel very warm and involved. So think about doing that when it's afforded to you on Monday, Indigenous Peoples Day. Judy, I just have one more question. When you hear someone in Nebraska call October 11th Columbus Day, do you correct them? Or will you correct them?
No, the bill was written that it leads with Indigenous Peoples Day. And I don't want to get into a debate with people. I think that it will become just a part of a needed change. And I forgot to say one thing. I'm glad you asked another question here. We are giving away T-shirts at the event to the first 400 people that have art by Winnebago artist Henry Payer, and it says Indigenous People Say It's Ledger Art. So a black T-shirt, come out, and you will go home with a beautiful T-shirt with the art of Winnebago artist Henry Payer. So along with the venue lunch and the beautiful dance, I think it's just really a wonderful day to change how you used to celebrate Columbus Day and now do something in a different spirit.
Well, Judy, if you don't mind, I will politely correct people. I don't mind that. I don't mind that at all. Will you give me license to be able to do that whenever it happens?
Sure,
I'll be
sure.
Polite about it. I'll be polite about it.
We appreciate all your support. Yeah. And, you know, we're working on getting all of the different libraries and places that close, if it's a state, to say closed for Indigenous Peoples Day / Columbus Day. Or eventually, we hope the Columbus Day will just fall off. But we can't worry about that. We just know that this is the right thing to do.
Go to indianaffairs.state.ne.us to catch up on the events of Monday, October 11th, Indigenous Peoples Day. Thank you very much, Judy.
Thanks, Dale.
Thanks, everybody, for being here on Lincoln Live.